entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 177. And of course, Leighton is here, and we've got a special guest too, which I put out a Facebook message about and also teased it last week.
Yeah, you did. And it's Tuesday, March 28th, 2017.
So, we talked about last week. Paul is here to tell a story from he was working at a home up in Elkhart. And we're going to get to all that. And Paul, it's good to have you here. Have you been on the podcast before?
Yeah, I think I was on one time before or something like that, yeah.
I think so, too. But I was listening to a podcast today, and typically the podcaster introduces or starts off the episode saying, it's Tuesday, March 28th, 2017, like we do, like you do.
Like you do.
However, he said he got some feedback from his listeners saying that, why are you saying the date? Because who cares if I'm listening to it in a month from now? Because if I'm listening to it in a month from now, it's no longer Tuesday, March 28th.
That's true.
So it made me think, and I don't know, some podcasts you need to listen to relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And some podcasts are evergreen, which means that it's the same whether you listen to it today or in a year from now.
Right.
And I think we probably fit in somewhere in between there because we do talk about things
current
that are currently going on. Mm-hmm. But we also have stories like the one Paul's going to share where you could listen to it anytime.
So what do you feel like we should just say, and it's Tuesday, and then that's it?
I was thinking maybe you could say, maybe you could take over saying the episode number.
Oh.
Because that is important.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll talk about it some more, and we'll come back with an answer. But I think we should maybe start dropping the date.
I feel like this should be a poll question. Should we stop saying the date?
We haven't even had a poll question yet in months. Ugh. That's a good poll question. All right. If you're listening to this, check out the website and give us your feedback.
Vote. Should we drop the date?
All right. I'm just writing that down in my notes here. Leighton, you also teased something last week. You just told me to write something down and that you'd have a story for us.
Right.
But we're going to get to that. But first.
I was so ready. People are ready, Ruben, to listen.
But first, we have some feedback, and then we'll get to Paul.
Oh, okay.
Feedback. I tried my hand at a joke last week, and I got some positive feedback.
You did?
Yeah.
From one person?
One person said it was funny.
Well, if one person laughs, then that means the joke is worth it.
And I don't know if they were possibly just being nice.
Well, yeah.
I doubt that they were nice.
I listened to that joke, and I really thought it was funny. And by the time you got to part number two, I was really laughing. That was really funny.
Okay, well, good. All right.
Thanks for the feedback, Dad.
Did you have any other feedback, Leighton, that you had received?
We got a suggestion to maybe like hold some kind of contest, and then the winner of the contest gets to be a guest on the podcast.
So was this someone wanting to be on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm definitely I'm definitely interested. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay.
We'll need to come up with a competition.
There we go.
Okay. So let's jump right in, Paul. I didn't tell them anything about what you do, which I'm guessing most of the people know.
Nobody knows.
But what you do and the floor is yours.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't work for the Secret Service.
Really?
No. I have a legitimate business. It's not just.
It's not just a front.
Front. So yeah. I do restoration work. Oh, yeah, it's restoration work where you take wallpaper off old plaster and you have it repaired and then you paint it and you strip old woodwork and you redo that and stuff like that in old homes. So, up in Elkhart, there's a fairly large old home And throughout the years, different businesses and families have occupied this home. The name of the home is the Havilah Beardsley Home.
Okay.
And Havilah Beardsley was one of the founders, entrepreneurs. He was industrial, had a lot of mills along the river, and he's just, yeah, he was quite the guy that
helped mover and shaker back in the day.
He helped develop what is Elkhart today. And the river, the north side of the river, was outside of town.
Okay.
Back then, it was outside of town. Town was south of the river where downtown is. So anyhow, this house, first it was a farmhouse, so it was out in the country, and there was a tunnel from the house down to the riverbank. The riverbank is quite high on the north side, and so that tunnel went right out to the river, and it would have like ended up right by the river, and so it was way down.
Okay.
You know, it was quite deep under the ground. And so they would use this tunnel to bring black people, the black slaves, the Underground Railroad. This was a stop. So they would stop there, and the people would come through the tunnel up into the house, and they would house them and feed them and take care of them and then send them on their way again. And so when I heard this story, I thought, now this is really neat. Sometime when I have time, as I was working there, I'm going to go down in the basement and see if I can find the tunnel. So, yeah, I went down and looked, and there is a hole, or there is an area that's quite large that goes out toward the street, but there's huge boulders piled in there. So there is no tunnel now, because Beardsley Avenue would go right over top of it, and with the heavy traffic and stuff, there's no way you could have a tunnel underneath there without it being supported and stuff. It's like really, really wouldn't be good at all. So anyhow, when I was working there, there was two people that one is like maintenance man, lawnmower, and a little bit of this and that, an older gentleman. And then there was a lady, she's probably my age, or maybe a little younger than I am, but then she takes care of the flower beds and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so they were just telling me some of the things that have happened there at the Beardsley house. So Ron and Carla were there at the house one day, and Ron went down into the basement, and Rhonda stayed up, it would be the first floor of the house. And they were both doing stuff. And so when you go into the basement, you go down and then you turn and you come into a little room there, and there's like the boiler and a few things like that. And then you go on back into another little room where the tunnel used to go out of.
Okay.
That's a lot of dirt back there. It's just, it's not a whole lot to it. But there's just a bulb there that you have to pull a string on it. So it's not lit up when you go down in the basement. You can turn on this light, and it doesn't really light up the stairs when you go down, because it's like around the corner. So it just kind of shines over, and it's not very bright. So it's kind of dingy when you go down the steps, and you turn the corner and you go down in there. And so Ron was saying he's down there and, you know, looking after stuff. And all of a sudden here, there's this green glob of a person, man shape. It's kind of appeared there in front of him, and he's like, whoa. And he was really scared. So he says, in the name of Jesus, you are going to be gone. And this thing just goes up through the floor. And about that time, Carla just screams real loud. And she was really scared, and it just left her. It didn't mess around at all there. It was like up through the floor, and it was gone. And so then Ron goes back upstairs and goes where she was and said, "Did you see something?" She was asking him too. "Yeah, did you see that?" And here these two had experienced some thing.
And did she see it come up through the floor?
Yes.
Or where did, okay.
Yeah, it came up through the floor. There it was in front of her in the room where she was. And she didn't have time to do anything. It just went out and left, went out through the wall, and it was gone. Is it true? I don't know. That's what they say. So yeah, I wasn't there.
But you've met them quite often.
Oh, yeah. They're friends. I know them. Carla told me that my husband says I'm crazy. She says, I have the sixth sense of something. And so,
And has, you said it was Carla and Ron?
Yeah.
Ron and Carla?
Yeah.
Have they seen anything else?
No, it's nothing has ever happened before or since then. No.
Just that one
time. That one time.
It's happening.
That one time, yeah.
What the world.
And you were working there quite a bit, right?
Over I
the
was.
Last couple of years.
I worked there by myself. Willis worked there by himself. Mindy has worked there by herself.
I've worked there.
Yeah.
Not by myself, but I've worked there.
You've worked there, but yet not by yourself.
Right.
And never. I was never even eerie. I didn't even feel eerie or anything like this. Never crossed my mind. So I was. It's not like you're there and you can sense the presence of something. Yeah, it feels weird here. No. Yeah. No.
No, it's in fact, it's a very like light and airy. It's a very
comfortable or
bright home,
I'd yeah,
say.
Yeah.
It's not gloomy or
no, anything. No. Cuz see they remodeled it back in the Civil War days, just after the Civil War. They remodeled it and made it into a Victorian home. It's really nice now. And so
what do Ron and Carla do, what do they think it was?
Oh, they think it was a ghost or something.
Okay.
Yeah, a spirit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when Ron was telling me this, then he looked at me and smiled and says, "Paul, you don't have to worry about anything. You believe in Jesus, and that protects you from anything. You know, you don't have anything to worry about."
So even though he saw that, I mean, he isn't freaked out or
no,
afraid.
No, no. He's a pretty solid Christian guy, so he's not... It didn't shake him up any. It just kind of scared him a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess it would scare me quite a bit.
It would startle me for sure.
Yeah.
I don't live that far away from this house. I drive past it. Oh, a couple times a week. I'll drive yeah, past it.
Sure.
That is really interesting. And you can take tours of this
yes,
home, right?
Yes. They are open. During the summer, I believe they're. Tour season starts in May, and Tuesday through Sunday, they give tours. Then okay. Monday, they're closed or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. And if people would want to take a tour of it, is it the – you said it's the Ruth Meyer Foundation is what they
well,
would look up?
Well, they would actually – I believe they would call the Havila Beardsley House. There's a sign out in front of the house that says Havila Beardsley Home.
Okay.
So I believe that's who they would, that's where they would call and set up
the tour. Get information, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Lane, do you have any questions or thoughts?
Not really, just that it's a really nice house. I really like that house. And
yeah.
I'm glad I got to take part in restoring some of it at least.
All right. We've got... Layton's tease that he was talking about. He was also at a wedding this past weekend.
Yeah.
Not his own.
Nope, not yet.
And so I think we'll take a little break, and then we'll be back in a second.
Okay.
Okay, we're back.
And we're back!
So, Layton, you were at a wedding this past weekend. Anything interesting, exciting happened?
A ton.
Anything story-worthy?
Something, well, not really story-worthy, but... Just, I don't know, just an observation I was able to make. But yeah, we went out to Pennsylvania. Well, am I supposed to do this, talk about the wedding, or am I supposed to talk about the little tease?
The wedding.
Okay.
The tease is separate from the wedding, right?
Yes, it is. All right.
Well,
so
we'll get to that.
We'll get to the okay. Okay, so yeah, Carrie and I, we went out to Pennsylvania, to Greencastle, Pennsylvania. On the way there, we went through the Breezewood, little town of Breezewood, and some people that would like ring a bell, and for others like Ruben, they'll kind of just furrow their brow and give like an inquisitive look.
So for those giving an inquisitive look, what is so special about Breezewood?
Breezewood.
Breezeway?
Breezewood. The special thing about Breezewood is that it's a little town nestled in a valley. And then if you go up the mountain, or kind of up and around and over and down and under, just a few miles away from Breezewood, off of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, you will get to a little Mennonite school called Sharon Mennonite Bible Institute. And Carrie and I, on the way out to Greencastle, got to pass this little Mennonite school, and it brought back fond memories of when I was an alumni.
You are an alumni.
Studying.
Although
with
I'm not sure you're an alumni
colleagues.
If you didn't graduate. Are you still an alumni?
You're an
alumnus.
Well, I guess you're not quite an alumni, so you're just like an alum. Alumni never graduated. It's an undergrad.
Was Carrie at SMBI?
No, she never was. She went to Calvary Bible School.
But you just drove past and it brought back the memories.
Yes, and I was just like, oh man, yeah, this man, wow. I was so young and naive back then. And now I still am. Actually, just naive. But yeah, we got to go past there, and that was cool. And we got to soak in just some sights. Also, along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, there's a few tunnels that go through mountains or sides of mountains. And Ruben, do you know what you do when you go through a tunnel on the highway?
Of course you hold your breath.
Of course you hold your breath. I feel like we should have a little contest to see who can hold their breath longer.
Well, I used to be able to hold my breath pretty long.
Okay.
Like well over a minute.
Oh.
But since I haven't done it.
For a long time.
For a while. I'm guessing you'd probably win.
I want to challenge you to a duel.
All right. I accept this challenge.
All right. It doesn't have to be on this episode. I feel like this episode is chock full enough of content that we don't need to give them more.
I think that listening to us holding our breath would be a little, I don't know, a lot of dead silence.
Yeah, you're right. But what we could do is just have some intense music playing while we're doing it. And then in order to like see like who loses or who wins, we'll have to like hold our mouths really close to the mics, and then the first person to like, oh, like they like hear that like releasing of breath or gasping for it, and they're like, oh wow, somebody definitely lost and somebody definitely won.
I feel like we may as well just do it on this episode.
No, Ruben.
Why not?
I wasn't planning on it.
Neither was I.
I have a whole routine.
You at least were practicing while you were on your this past weekend.
Yeah, that's true. So you want to do it?
Let's do it.
Oh, man.
I'll play some music.
We'll just edit it in.
Yeah, post.
In post. What if one of us passes out? That would be so
and
bad.
Actually, you know, listeners could play along. You can see how long you can hold your breath.
Yeah.
So I'm already starting to get a little bit, I'm getting ready.
I'm getting like, my heart rate is like actually like.
That's not good. You want it to be slow.
I know, because it's using up more oxygen in my blood. I need to calm down a little bit. My lungs are a balloon.
All right, are you ready?
They can stretch.
Are you ready? No. I'm getting ready. Okay.
Just wait. Don't rush me, Ruben. You can't rush art.
Well, we can't take too long to get started.
You're right. Are we going to have a timer going?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll start a timer for myself. You start one for you.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we can, compare.
Okay.
All right. We should breathe in together because we can't be saying 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, you're right.
So. I was breathing out again. I'm breathing in a few times.
You're breathing in 3 times.
I said a few. Okay. Are you ready for breathing in?
I'm sorry. I was.
That was much longer than I was expecting.
I did too.
Hold it.
I didn't want to keep on going.
That's one of the few times when I've done better than even what I was expecting. I was expecting to be able to make it a minute, but not much more than a minute.
When I saw a minute 30, I was like, whoa.
I know.
That's longer than Kyle lasted in the Yes and No game show. Which isn't a good measurement.
No, but it's also longer than the champion, Miles.
Champion Miles?
Yeah, he lasted for nearly a minute.
Oh, yeah, you're
like
right.
50.
That's true.
58 or 56 seconds, something like that. Well, you did win. I had it clocked at about 137.07, but it was a little bit less than that. Probably
I let out
136 and a half.
A split second after you did, just because my motivation was to beat you.
I know.
I'm
if
sorry.
I would have known that you were that close, I probably could have lasted.
I was going mentally crazy.
Okay.
Like, I was like,
that's probably that too. My hair are tingling.
Oh.
Wow.
Man.
That was fun.
That was. I hope it was just as fun for our listeners.
Okay. Let's get into... Oh, you're not even finished telling about
this. Yeah.
So after driving through
multiple tunnels,
passing out...
And I did...
Side-swiping cars.
I couldn't because I was driving, but I did win every time. Yeah, I did win every time. I guess it's kind of a pride issue for me. Like, I have to, like, hold my breath longer than the person that I'm competing against. You did hold your breath quite a bit better than what Carrie did, who was riding with me through those tunnels. So, I mean, take heart, Ruben. Let that be an encouragement to you.
Anyway.
We made it to Greencastle. It was a good weekend. Carrie was not in the bridal party, but she was the personal attendant. And so she was definitely, like... very involved, a lot more than what I was. So, like, I could sleep in. She had to be there for the pictures, like, in the morning before the wedding started, and da 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 da. Ugh, you know how it is.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear.
It was a nice wedding. One thing that I observed is a trend, like
a wedding trend.
Whenever the groom is a truck enthusiast, and that's okay. He can be a truck enthusiast. I understand it. Like, I'm not one of the enthusiasts, but I understand the enthusiasm of having like a large truck. That's pretty nice. But one thing I noticed is that when the groom kind of like does his thing, like after the entire wedding is over and after the reception is over and like the bride and groom are leaving in a truck or actually probably any kind of vehicle that has any amount of like power, significant power behind it, or I should say underneath it, inside of it,
I think is the way,
yeah, beneath the hood, and does a burnout, it then opens up like it's pretty much like the it's like the trigger, or like it opens up the floodgates. The groom opens up the floodgates for everyone else who wants to do a burnout. And so it pretty much just like turns into like a burnout show after they leave.
And was this burnout done on pavement or on gravel?
It was definitely done on asphalt.
Okay.
Yeah, it was done on the road.
Okay.
And that's fine.
But usually the bride
it's kind of like an after show.
Usually they leave a while before people that are at the wedding begin to leave.
Yeah, you're right.
But so I just would have thought that, you know, kind of the excitement or that that trigger would have almost worn off by then.
No. As long as rubber is in the air.
The scent
of burnt rubber is in the air. It's definitely like it's up for grabs. Okay. Like it's.
So did you try to participate?
I did not.
Well, did you try to, or did you?
I didn't try to.
Okay.
And I did not. Sometimes I burn out unintentionally. That's not true.
When you turn on the gravel road,
when it's wet after it rains, then I do it unintentionally sometimes. But what was really great is that most of like the trucks that did burn out after the bride and groom left were from Indiana. Like you could kind of like tell like the Indiana people from the Pennsylvania people, because those are like the two people that were like the two parties in the wedding.
Yeah, is big trucks, is that a bigger thing here in Indiana?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely.
Because I'm here, I just assume that it's
everywhere
across the Mennonite culture.
It is somewhat, but it definitely lends itself to the Indianians.
Okay.
For some reason, it's definitely more concentrated here. It's more popular here, but you can spot them anywhere, really, any other Mennonite community as well. And so yeah, it's just like okay, well, I mean, so if you do want to have like a little after show at your wedding, then do a burnout. You know, entertain your guests a little bit more.
There's no cleanup. You can do it.
Well, hopefully not.
Well, that's true.
If somebody like burns out and wrecks, then there's quite a bit of a cleanup.
There is a cleanup. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
But yeah, the wedding was nice. People from Indiana like to burn out. We also, there was the one guy had like a smaller truck. That wasn't really, like, souped up or anything. And he tried to burn out. It was just a fail.
Well, did it just take off really fast?
Yeah, it just kind of tried.
Okay.
It didn't actually succeed in burning rubber, but you could tell the engine was, like, really trying. That or else it just struggles on a regular basis. Either way, we all got a good laugh out of it. That would be me. Like, if I tried to burn out, that would be me. Like, oh,
That's cute.
That's adorable. He just did a little... he left his skid mark on the pavement. That's nice.
All right, Leighton.
Mm-hmm.
What is up with the thing you wanted to tell us last week?
Last week, I thought of something that I observed many weeks ago. And it was this concoction that I noticed one of my coworkers had concocted. And I looked it up online then. Apparently, this is a version of what's called a spread.
A spread sounds so generic that I'm just picturing jam or butter.
Right. You're right in that it's food.
Okay.
It is food.
But is it more complex than just jam?
The spread.
Or like Nutella.
Yeah, it's more, yes. Okay, so...
So tell us what it is.
So one of my coworkers, I see him like...
Is this Willie the Welder?
Actually, I think I'm just going to like attribute it to who should get the credit.
Okay.
And it's Richard. Like, he's like... we had him on the podcast a few weeks ago, and he shared his testimony, awesome testimony. And I didn't ask him if I could share this, but I'm pretty sure he wouldn't care because it's just like, it's like food. It's like saying, like, Leighton likes Oreos. Am I supposed to be embarrassed about my Oreos?
Of course.
Right. Well, actually, I think it's really cool. So what he did was he took some hot water, just a little bit of hot water, and he opened up a pack of ramen noodles, all right? And he, how did he do it? Took some hot water, took a Dorito bag, took a bag of Doritos, opened up the bag of Doritos, crushed them up real good till they're like a fine mush, like a fine little crumbs, put some hot water in there, and then also put some ramen noodles in there, okay? And then... takes and like, and then he like, yeah, he dumps the ramen noodles into the Dorito bag,
mm-hmm,
with some water, and then he like mixes it up real good, like gets like the Dorito dust permeated into
the noodles. And is this a small Dorito bag?
Yeah, it's like a snack bag.
Yeah.
And then he takes that with hot water or whatever, and he like mixes up the water and the ramen and the Doritos really good. And then, once he mixes it up really good, he then, like, kind of starts at the top of the Dorito bag and kind of, like, like, squeegees or, like...
He toothpaste rolls,
like, all of the contents into the bottom of the Dorito bag.
Okay.
All right? And then he, like... And he toothpaste rolls and forcing it into the bottom of the bag, and then it gets like real tight, like puts it in there really, really tight and forces it down. Okay, and then what he does, he then opens up the bag and puts it in the microwave, and like microwaves it for like, I don't know, a minute or so, takes it out, forces it down into the bottom of the bag one more time, and then... he's, like, holding the one corner of the bag, the bottom, mm-hmm, corner, mm-hmm, of the bag. And he also just, like, he, like, tears open the bag and, like, peels it back to reveal a ramen Dorito burrito. and it keeps its shape. Like, it stands.
Okay, so it's not
soupy. In and of itself.
It's not soupy.
It's self-sustaining, Ruben. It is its own thing.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It's not that much work. In the amount of time it took me to say it...
He would have been done.
He would have made it.
Did you try it?
No, I didn't try it myself. Okay. I really should. I should try this.
You need to try it.
What if we did it on the podcast?
Would that be fun?
We could do it like on a live stream or something.
We could at least take pictures of it.
Right.
We could do a live stream.
A live stream or some kind of video.
Let's do it. Let's plan on doing it next week.
Okay. I'll get the ramen and Dorito.
Okay. I'll be here.
All right. And we'll try this thing. It's pretty neat. Like, and you can just bite into this glob. This glob, Ruben.
But he doesn't pick it up with his hands, though.
No, he like peels it back and then like he's cradling it still inside of the Dorito wrapper.
Okay.
And it's like his, yeah, it's just amazing. It's like the Dorito bag is like his guard.
Yeah. Is this a regular meal for him or a snack?
He did it for a couple times in a row for like a week, but now he does something else. It's like a frozen thing.
Okay.
I'm not really keeping track of what else he eats. I just remember like seeing him like eat this glob that actually looks kind of delicious.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure some hot sauce would, some like Tabasco sauce.
Mm, that'd be good.
Go well with it too.
Speaking of work, you told me that your dad is going to be doing some work there at the shop.
Yeah, he is.
Has he started on that? And is that weird having your dad your place of work?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I feel like he's like undermining me. Like he comes around to like jest and like, "Hey, my son. Hey." No, he's not. He doesn't. I love my dad. He's great. He's great. He really is. It's just when he's around, I just feel like such a child. Because it's like, I feel like all of my secrets are revealed. Like,
your cards are laying up on the table.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, obviously, I got all my tricks from him. And so then when he's just like walking around, everybody can just see like, oh, well, now Layton's not near as special because this is like the guy that actually like, he is the one that gave Layton all of his gifts.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's all that we've got. Vote on the poll. Do you want us to drop, or do you care if we drop the date? And we would find another way for listeners to record their voices and do something with the intro. We would find something else.
You'd also have to find a way for me to like say, like just to use my voice in an obnoxious way.
Well, I think you could do it just by saying the episode title.
I could say the episode title and maybe like some kind of random animal.
Hmm.
Like... episode 177, Dolphin.
Yeah.
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah, it does. I like that. We need something unique.
Yeah.
So that would work. All right, that's all we've got. Thank you guys for listening. Check back next week, and we will try to keep our promise and try this Dorito burrito ramen burrito.
Spread.
Did I say burrito twice?
You said burrito.
Hold on. Why is it called a spread then?
I don't know. Like, I tried to look it up, like, to see if this is actually, like, if there is an official term for this. I looked up, like, ramen, Dorito, burrito.
Water.
And it's kind of like a spread. On YouTube, it's what they call it.
I just don't think that it should be called a spread unless you smear it out or spread it across something else. But you're looking that up on YouTube, and we'll have more on that maybe next week. So thank you guys for listening, and until next time.
Wait, we need our word of the week, Ruben.
Man, you probably think I'm just trying to cut you out of this podcast altogether.
First the date, now the word of the week. I think... Oh man,
we had ghost, we had spread, we had ramen, we had holding our breath,
the Dorito,
wedding,
tunnel. Oh man, there's so many things. We had burnouts.
Mm.
Let's go with spread.
You know what I thought about? Instead of doing a word of the week, I thought we could do what did we learn in this episode. And I'm kind of stealing it from, there's a radio sports talk radio show, Dan Patrick, who at the end of every day, he asks his little minions, what did we learn today?
And we have no minions to ask,
and they just
Ruben.
Whip out and they just say,
what?
You know, a short little sentence about what the one thing they learned.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Check back next week, and be safe out there.